something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT,
we play another round of Lyric or Lie.
We talk about our upcoming tour of the East Coast.
And we announce a brand new contest, hashtag, What Won't Meatloaf Do? That's all coming up right now on TNT. Is that 94?
That's 94.
Yeah, my dad was the yeah guy.
Back when he could get a table anywhere.
I bet when guys, big night at the restaurant tonight, we have the yeah guy coming in, so we don't want to blow that. I bet most
But I'm the emotion guy. Nobody cares. They want to hear, guy.
I bet most people, if you said, you know, Return to Innocence, they'd be like, no. But if you went, you know, the yeah, they'd go, oh, yeah, of course. I know that guy.
It's just like, this was just like a guy in a room like putting lyrics together, right?
Yeah.
Bringing in, this is the Diplo of 1990s.
He's in the booth right now. Cans on. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Go, hit it.
There are no words,
doesn't
right?
Another one come in too? Or is it he starts singing like a woman?
Oh, yeah, this one.
That's...
Do you think he just did another pass and he did the high part too? Or do you think there's a guy?
They save the crossover girl for the second chorus. He's like, I can do a girl, you know? Because he's an old Italian guy. I can do a lady if you like.
Do you think the is someone
here
else?
Here he comes. Here he goes. He's trying to pinch their butts at catering. Hey, he pinches the girl's ass and then he starts doing this. I think it's still him doing that.
Do you?
Yeah.
As a separate pass?
He's like, I'm gonna do a little girly this time. I'm gonna do more femininity.
It's like a relationship between a man and a woman.
I
play both parts.
I do both.
I will play both parts.
Wow.
Jeremy Taggart, classic. I bet he then hit them with a serious invoice where he was like, by the way, I wrote 50% of the song.
I heard somebody tell me a melody about 50% of the publishing. Where is it?
And he's like, no woyaya, no song.
Yeah. Hey, where's my royalties? He's yelling at them like that.
Why? Like,
banging on the doors.
He's saying that wasn't the deal. No, you pay.
Pounding on the doors at ASCAP Publishing. Hey, where's my money?
No way. No way. Hey, I'm trying something new.
You said this pizza has come 30 minutes ago.
Right? That's what he's doing now?
Yeah. Aww. No, but that's when he tweaks his rage, he gets all hot. Well, I bought it 20 minutes ago. Where are you?
Are you trying to cash in on his 15 minutes and opened a chain of pizza shops?
There's a hair in my soup at the restaurant.
Or maybe he was the caterer on the Enigma session and he just brought in the food and he burnt himself on the hot plate.
He's catering. He's like, I'm gonna make you a penne alla vodka. You're gonna like it. He starts frying up. I burned myself.
Wait, that's good. We can put that in.
Yeah. Or he's walking and he gets a soaker, like step by step. Oh, I just bought these boots.
And Donovan's in the booth. He's like, hang on. That sounds great. I'm trying something different. As you know, I was in Europe. And
Europe.
I went to the Apple store, actually in Berlin, because I forgot my podcast mic at home, and I thought we might snap one off while I was over there.
Yeah.
So I went to the Apple store in Berlin, and it was like, here's what I've discovered. I don't speak German, but somehow I speak English with a German accent. Like, that'll make me fit in better.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Can I have two like Blaubeer muffins?
Were they, like, standing there with the Google Glass, like, super high-tech in Berlin?
Super high-tech.
Right?
Like, dudes are wearing telescopes for glasses.
Yeah.
But obviously, people sidled up to me and said things in German because of the way I look.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wasn't going to drop 400 euro at the Apple store to get a temporary Rode mic. So when I got to Croatia in Zagreb, which I learned to pronounce on the last day I was there, I thought it was Zagreb. It's Zagreb.
Okay.
Went to the Apple store there, and he said, why don't you try, like, Johnny's Electronics or whatever it was called on the main floor of Hotel Dubrovnik. Nice. Don't speak Croatian, but I also speak English with a Croatian accent. So I went there and found this headset mic. So that's what I'm wearing right now. And I think, yeah, it was like, I don't know, 80 kuna. Which is our dollars divided by five. So it was probably, you know, under 20 bucks. So I'm curious to see how Timbo thinks it sounds. Because it's very convenient. I have my hands free.
Hands free.
But I don't know what happens. It might blow it out when I laugh.
You maybe. But whatevs.
Because I laugh with the... as you know.
That's great.
So, guess where Mrs. T is right now?
Where?
Picking up a fresh batch of snapbacks.
No, yep, nice.
Ready to go for the tour that starts tomorrow. Tour yes, will be in full swing by the time this comes out.
Yeah, we roll into Charlottetown, see the PEI Brewing Company, the first show.
Can't wait. Fired up.
Good times, eh?
Yeah, really good. Then Fredericton on the Friday night. Fredericton was a barn burner last time.
Yes.
And then into Halifax for a couple days, and then St. John's, Newfoundland.
Yeah.
So if you don't have your tickets, they're moving like cold cakes. So make sure you get them.
Yes. It will be great times all in. Everybody's going to have a gas.
So here's what we have for merch. We have Frigoff Packers Tour t-shirts.
Yeah.
We have Bod Tukes, thanks to our Bod Derek in Winnipeg. And we have Taggart and Torrance snapbacks, which I think will be the hot ticket.
You have to say it in French.
Le Taggart P. Torrance snapback ats. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, exactly.
Bon, snap on a besoin de snap back your sit.
There's that sit.
So what do you think what do you think we should charge for the snapbacks? Because the folks have been demanding them, as you know. We've been very candid about our shipping.
Yeah. I say we fire everything out there for $20.
Okay.
Just like a indie band on the road.
Yep.
Whatever you like, from toques to t-shirts.
Oh, really? Every single thing is $20?
Everything.
Wow.
Right?
All we need is a sign that says everything must go.
And we sell the stickers for the Toonies.
The Toonies, wait.
A Bod stickers, a Toonies.
Sounds good.
Little two loonies.
My head is a bit, feels like I'm about 50 meters underwater today because we arrived late last night. No, but the time difference.
Oh,
you're a seasoned pro. Do you find it easier going east or going west?
I'm actually always have been poor about that. It's one of the hardest things for me.
Really?
Yeah, because I get backwards. And the longer I've been in Europe, the more screwed up it's been. So I don't know. I've had a lot of bad memories of trying to stay awake when I'm only getting tired when I have to do something.
Yeah.
You know, like play a show or something.
So if you
spending the day sleeping.
If you had a show on Thursday night, your first show in Europe was Thursday night, when would you guys go over? Tuesday?
Well, yeah, you'd like to think that we would be sorted at that regard, but no, I remember specifically once we were playing in in OLP, we were opening up for the Stereophonics in the UK. And we did an overnight flight from Toronto to Glasgow, and we had to play that day.
That was too
my
weird.
Daughter's here. My daughter's here sick today. Throw us out an alert. Say it.
Alert.
She's got a little cough.
With a cough first.
Yeah. You can go back downstairs, buggy buggies.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. But
secretly fun having a sick day at home with your folks.
Yeah. Getting to Glasgow, and like as soon as I got there, I just started getting tired, and I remember like trying to sleep on a road case. It was just terrible. And then it just wouldn't go away. And the only time I would get tired is when, you know, like a half hour before the show.
Brutal.
It was awful. I remember once actually falling asleep during the set. Like
at the kit?
Yeah, like playing and like kind of coming to and going like, whoa, I don't remember half the song. And I'm sure I was just sucking it up hard because I was sleeping.
There must be industry standard. Go over 2 days before or something.
I've heard about like classical like pianists or violinists that are they got it so dialed that they'll change their show times even. Like if they're coming from the east to the west, they'll play earlier in the night or whatever else. Whatever.
Wow.
to dial it in. But yeah, you have to climatized to it, and I don't know how athletes do it, like golfers or whatever. They'll just go fly to Europe and play golf the next morning. I just don't get that.
Well, I'm gonna guess it has to do with sleeping pills.
Yeah, but if you take sleeping pills and you're all groggy when you wake up, right?
Do you know what was a donkey fister? Was we did Zurich, Montreal. 8.5 hours on the sked. It was actually 7:40, and it went about as well as it possibly could have, but that's too long to be sitting in one place, man.
Yeah, that's rough.
Don't get me wrong, it's a high-class problem, but it's
the worst I was on was Toronto to Hawaii. That's like 12 hours or something.
Yeah.
Or 10 hours. Yeah, anything after 4 or 5 hours, it doesn't matter. You just start going out of your mind.
I know, and you start thinking, well, okay, it's just 4 more movies.
Ooh, 4 more movies. Yeah, 4 more 2-hour movies.
But that's think our worst. Posse was ready to have kind of a down day by the time we did Zurich to Montreal. It was a longy, but everyone was pretty laid back. You know what I mean?
What's that? Hey, what's that, Jonathan?
I'm going to guess it's a 94 jam. Robbie Robertson?
No.
Wow.
Ace of Bass.
Were they I Saw the Signs?
That's them, yeah. I Saw the Sign.
I Saw the Signs.
Styles. Remember, they were like the second coming of ABBA.
So Sweden has I Saw the Signs, Ace of Bass or Ace's Bass?
Ace of Bass.
Ace of Bass. And they also had Roxette, right? Wasn't that Sweden?
Roxette? Yeah, that's... Was that the Norwegian Explosion?
Well, wait. Sweden or Norway?
I don't know.
Somewhere. I think Sweden.
Let's just call it the Nordic rock and pop splash.
Tasty Like a Raindrop. That is the name of the book explaining the Swedish explosion.
They got recycling... They've got it dialed, and they free university for all. And this jam.
And they can go hiking in the mountains.
And they could also do modeling for Sears catalog.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Germans are funny. They don't present as funny, but they are funny people, but they're dry.
Mm-hmm.
I asked this guy, Leo, that I was working with. We were shooting a thing in a Tesla for a couple of days. You know, the electric car?
Yep. Electric car, yes.
And Leo drove this Tesla from Munich in 2 hours because he was going 200 clicks an hour.
Jeez.
So I said, what are you going to
do? Were you on the Autobahn?
He must have been, yes. Yeah. So I said, are you going to be, is there enough room in the trunk for all the sadness you're going to feel when I leave? And he said, without pausing for a second, he said, No, but fortunately, because there's no motor, there's a trunk in the front as well, and I can put some on the roof.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, the tone, not funny. There was no, like, I'm joking too, but what he said was like, oh my gosh, you're joking?
Yeah.
That's a German joke right there.
And he crushed it. That's pretty funny, actually.
I'm going to tell you something else. The good people of Croatia, who are an attractive but mostly unhelpful people. no, here's what it is. What's that all about? I've encountered this on the East Coast of Canada, too. And it's almost like if you're a little insecure about where you come from or a little sheepish about it, when people come to visit, part of you thinks like, oh, I get it. You're coming here to look at us like an exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
This was the interesting thing about the good people of Croatia. They present as kind of standoffish, but the second you say, wow, it's beautiful here, or I love this park, they instantly melt and they're awesome and they're warm and they're whatever. But I think it's safe to say they're a little tiny bit guarded at first. This is the surprising thing. They love Donald Trump.
They do.
In part because Melania was born near there, but mostly because this one guy summed it up perfectly. He said, I love Donald Trump. And I said, do you really? Like, why do you love him? And he said, because I love theater, and this is great theater.
Oh, yeah, they like a good joke, too.
They like it as a joke.
Sheesh. Yeah.
They like it as a joke.
Because they're used to having things rough, so they could care less if America's about to go down the same road.
Yeah, they don't give an owl's bag what's happening in America.
They actually were like, they're psyched for it.
They are kind of psyched to watch the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like everybody in the surrounding Toronto area, when they're like, yeah, yeah, bring Ford in. Gotta have him in there. This is great for the
Because it's hilarious. Great for a late night thing. This is the funny thing, though. You know the internet, right?
Yeah.
If you read about like places on the internet before you go there, it's like WebMD. It's only the worst possible scenarios. Yep. So I was a little bit paranoid by the time we got there because I'd read a few, you know what, the taxis from the airport will try to take you. Somebody said if you rent a car, you know, two guys might be working together. They'll force you to get in an accident. And the other guy will stand on the side of the road and say he was a witness. And then they'll shake you down for money so that they don't call the cops. So when you have that stuff in your head, you're like, I don't know. Is this a terrible idea? Yeah. Those are extreme examples of anywhere.
Here's another jam from 94. Because the hip-hop scene was blowing up. It's Warren G, remember?
Yeah, of course.
Dr. Dre's stepbrother with good old Nate Dogg. I used to listen to this record sitting in the old van.
Did you?
Touring around.
Listen to it on your Discman?
On my Discman, definitely.
Did you have the Discman Sport?
I did, actually. Did you?
I don't think so.
I spun this album quite a bit.
Did you think...
And then Nate Dogg passed on.
Did you think this was a passing fancy at the time?
Well, no, because all the... Between this and Biggie and Tupac and Snoop Dogg, I mean, it was such an explosion that you knew that it was, like, sticking around.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty hard to sit still to, isn't it?
What's that?
It's pretty hard to sit still to.
Yeah, you got to get going.
Like, you got to get your groove on a little
bit. Laying down those hot, straight beats. So awesome how every song that Dr. Dre ever produced was straight. Every time. No matter who he's working with.
Although, didn't he create the beat for Apologize by One Republic? And they released it as a single and it kind of sat there. And then Dre did that beat. The boom ba boom ba ba ka doom ba boom ka doom ba.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that. Well, he took all his kind of that feel from those early... R&B and Motown records that he loved.
Sick.
That were all...
Is a simple beat harder to play?
Well, it's just when it's straight and like hard like that, it gives it an edge, like a strength.
Right.
As opposed to like... You know what I mean? He'd be like... and then the rhythm would be in the vocal, you know, like it would be do ba do 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 ba da ba do do da on the rhythm with the vocal, but he would keep the beat super straight and square, so it kind of made it tough. That was the Dre secret.
So if you have a complicated rhythm and a complicated beat, they kind of cancel each other out, and it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's best to keep one straight and allow the other to kind of flourish, you know what I mean? Make it look better by supporting it in that way.
Whoa.
Dig? Dig? How about this classic jam that's probably my favorite jam by these guys? Here it comes.
Yeah. Oh, boys. Sloan, bud.
Nice. Twice removed. Classic record.
They just finished their One Chord to Another tour.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's let this concentrated OJ take us to break on TNT 94. We're just getting rolling, bots.
Hey, bot.
Ba-doom, ka. Doom, ba-doom, ka. Doom, ba-doom, ka.
Sars widow's peak on her forehead. Girl, cause me, cajole me, yeah.
Be right back, bots.
Fucking right, eh?
Hello, Tekken Tournaments is back!
Yeah! Thanks, Anna. Wow.
Take this back.
Okay, take that back. Yeah.
Look, Tagging Torrance is back.
Yeah. She's a monkey is what
she is.
We
have our voiceover person.
Yeah. We got lots of good young voices in the TNT group.
We've started doing something every Sunday in our house where one Sunday it's the Indigo Torrance show, and the next Sunday it's the Sugar Daisy Torrance show.
Oh, and when it's wow,
the Indigo
really?
Torrance show, tonight Indigo welcomes Sugar Daisy Torrance. And when it's the Sugar Daisy show, she welcomes Indigo Torrance.
Nice. And you just interview each other and bring in stuff.
What's your favorite color? Purple. What's your teacher's name?
And then they talk.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
That's the best.
And
I like
I'm the voiceover guy for the Indigo Torrance show and
oh,
the
that's
Sugar
right.
Daisy
you just
Torrance
bring
show.
Them in and out. Yep. You do the bumps, the breaks. Yeah. You take them
tonight it's the Indigo Torrance show. Indigo welcomes Sugar Daisy Torrance. And now, Indigo Torrance. It's wicked.
Oh, he should tape one.
I did. I tape them every week.
You tape them every week?
Yeah, we record them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How many episodes are you in?
Well, we're only two episodes in because we didn't have the usual mic to do the setup when we were away.
That's
but maybe awesome. I'll upload the Indigo Torrance show, and Tim can drop some of that in, too, to 94.
That's classic. Okay, here's another great jam. This might be my favorite jam of these guys, 1994. Probably, what are you doing? Would you go downstairs, you monkey?
Monkey City.
Annalise is just jumping right in here. What do you want, Bugs? What? Oh, she's just having fun. Okay, I'm going to put this jam
do
on.
Do it. Hit it. Yeah. B-R. B-Arthur.
Crank this up for us. Hasn't hit me yet.
Campfire.
Hasn't hit me yet, Anna. Isn't this a great song?
Yeah.
This one will bring tears to your eyes for any purpose.
This is Dustin got a new guitar. He's going to play us a tune out by the fire.
And then, yeah, do that same guy when he's like... Gary, are you crying? You can do his reaction. Are you crying, Gary?
No. The smoke's in my eyes, bud.
You okay,
I'm going to grab an Alpine. Gets up from the fire like everyone's worried about him. Well, you know, he is going through a hard time. Jeremy Taggart. Let's talk about the serendipity this morning. We're doing a pre-tape with a Fredericton radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, why is it called the Frig Off Peckers Tour? I said, because we have this character named Andrea who works at Purelators. As I'm explaining it, a purulator's truck drives up my street and pulls into my driveway, and I'm having to mouth hi, thank you to the purulator guy as he drops our tour merch.
That's great. And it, too bad it wasn't a girl.
I know. I would have put her on the horn.
Wouldn't that have been great?
My head.
Here's your boxes.
Got your boxes, t-shirts.
Three boxes. Think they're heavy enough? One of those.
And she opens them up. Why does the hat say bad on it?
It's just those strong legs.
Our love of Blue Strong Rodeo legs. Has been well documented on this program.
Yep. Remember how cool it was at Fred Rock when we were watching them and brought them on stage, and then I actually got on and got to sing some backups with Greg?
Great. Good. And he's kind to you, right?
He sure was.
He wanted you to sing the third verse if you knew it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, I can't. I don't want to blow it.
It's a lot of pressure. God love.
A similar thing happened to me on the Van Halen tour once, where after Eruption every night, they would go into Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
And so Eddie's doing his Eruption solo, and I was hanging out with Alex, like eating watermelon and chilling out, you know, behind his drum set, as I did every night. And just as Eddie's about to finish the solo, Alex hands me his sticks, and he's like, hey, go ahead, man. Like, play. Oh, no, sorry, it was You Really Got Me, because that's the song that's right after Eruption on that record, right? It was You Really Got Me, and he hands me the sticks, and I was just like, man. I'd never even sat on his drum kit or played them, and he had, like, this back issue where his drum seat had a cut hole in the back, and it was like tilted so his spine wouldn't have any pressure on it. So it was just kind of a wacko setup anyway. And I was just worried about, like, you know, blowing it, because Eddie didn't know anything. No one else in the band knew that I was about to get on the drums. So I said, no, man, I'm not going to. Sorry, bud. And he's like, all right, I'm not going to ask you that again.
Wow.
Missed my chance to play with Van Halen on stage.
Split second decision too.
I blew it.
What is that beat? That's very simple too, isn't it?
It's like bat 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 bat. It's very straight and.
Someone was telling me recently that, is that the Kinks? Girl, you really got me now.
Yeah.
That so Ray Davies, right? Someone was telling me that they were reading an interview with Ray Davies and asking about his musical inspiration, and he said Gregorian chants. They're like, what? The guy that wrote Girl, You Really Got Me is Gregorian chants? And he was like, yeah, slow it down.
You're right.
It is Gregorian chants.
Well, didn't the Beatles did that too, apparently.
With melodies?
Like they were into, like old world melodies. They would listen to that stuff because it was just, you know, if a melody can stick around for 1,000 years, I guess it's got to be pretty good, and it's all public domain, so you can steal the shit out of it. I remember Ronnie Hawkins was telling me a story when I interviewed him about being in a church in like Europe somewhere, and he heard like the Gregorian choir or whatever starts into the song, and he said it was like a whole section of a Beatles song.
Whoa.
He's like, that's the Beatles, the whole thing.
Wouldn't it be cool to hear Gregorian chants or Gregorian monks do
Girl, you really got me now. Oh my god,
be wicked.
Well, that Paranoid, remember that Radiohead song Paranoid Android?
Yeah,
that's a big rip. The middle section of that is like a lift from an old chant to that. Which part is that?
See,
that,
it's...
the big breakdown.
So do you think...
I think Old Brad was possibly Gregorian himself.
Right? Yeah, I suppose.
Brad Gregorian.
There was something kind of Gregorian about him. Maybe he's like Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Because he has hair like like no man other. He's got the Gino Vannelli fro on the chest,
well,
right?
They went to their charge. He's talking about his own charge.
All his body. What?
Gregorian monk singing.
Birth marks like singing all over her body. The song is about him shaving himself when he was 15, and then all of a sudden he grew out back like a werewolf. Hair all over my body.
Who will shave your shoulder? We're going to play Lyric or Lie today.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Here's a good jam from 94 while you tell me the next little bit here.
It's a game that we've played once or twice.
Yeah. Better Man by Old Pearl Jams. Sure. Did you know this song was like Brendan O'Brien? This is like the name dropping episode where I just keep dropping names of people that are far more famous than I am.
Yeah. But, did we do Brendan an episode O'Brien where you... I see. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Brendan O'Brien's an amazing producer, engineer. And he did the Spiritual Machines mix. And we were down there in Atlanta, and he told me about this song, Better Man. When he first heard it, he knew that it was going to be a smash. And this was on... was it Versus, I think? Their second record, which was massive. Not Versus, the one with the sheep head sticking through the fence.
Right. Did their first album not pop?
No, the first album was massive, but this was their second record. Anyway, the bottom line is everybody, I think including Brendan O'Brien the most, wanted to release this song as a single. But remember that time they were like, well, we're not releasing videos anymore. Right. They stopped making videos. And he was really, I think, reticent to record this song because he thought it was too mainstream. But then it ended up being, you know, eventually it came out of this. They prompted him to get it finally out as a single. But there was no video or anything, but it was probably the biggest song that they ever put out.
Wow.
Yeah. And this record sold like 20 million copies or something ridiculous like that. So
was that
good stuff?
Was that the whole band, or was that Eddie Vedder who was that way? Fame
averse. This jam?
No, like was it the rest of the band saying, "Eddie, come on, man, that's the single," or was the whole band kind of success averse?
Yeah, I think they were kind of. He was always more the punk rock type guy, where he's like, "We're too big, and how do we fix this? How do we make ourselves cooler?"
Well, I think the answer is you don't, or you can't.
Yeah, no, there's no way around it. But, I mean, they just kept getting bigger and bigger. And still to this day, it's interesting because for that mentality that they had early, which was like, let's not make video, or mostly Eddie, that let's be punk rock and not make videos and kind of have a rough, you know, have some tracks that sound like, you know, it's came from a Sub Pop band or whatever. You know? And they just kept getting bigger and bigger. But every time they played a show, they would play all those songs that everybody wanted to hear. And then one thing that I got to give those guys credit for is they don't play the same set twice. And it's not just similar. I mean, every single night is completely different. Right. And at this point, you know, with all the records that they put out, they literally have to learn, like, 40 new songs every week. It just continues and continues, and every night Eddie puts the set list together that's nothing like the night before, so there's not really a chance to kind of sit there and relax.
Wouldn't that be more fun though for the band?
It's more fun for the audience for sure. Yeah. Because I mean they get to hear and I think that's probably why people go to multiple shows, because they're never the same.
Right.
It's a lot of work, and it's definitely better.
So would you guys do the same set list every night on a tour?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say that we were as hip and cool as that, but we weren't. I mean, we were more play the same set pretty much with a skeleton of, you know, 89.9% and maybe change 3 or 4 things.
But I suppose you find a thing that works. Like, this is a nice build to have these 3 songs in a row, and then by the time we hit the 4th one, it's euphoric.
For sure. But again, that comes with a lot of work, and that's not what happened with the OLP set lists.
Right.
Let's hear another classic jam from 1994 that will bring on a story that's kind of funny. Remember Weezer?
Yeah.
And Rivers had those glasses.
So did you.
I had those glasses. And this came out in 94, and I had those glasses in 93, I want to say. It's the truth. But I remember being at a bar once, and some guy came up to me, and he's like, "Hey, man, are you Rivers Cuomo, man?"
You were like, "Yep."
I was like, "Yeah, I am." At that point, I was like, "I know enough about Weezer. I'm just going to say I am." And throughout the night, people kept buying me drinks, thinking I was the Weezer guy.
As if they wouldn't have been buying you drinks anyway.
I know.
Because you were taggy.
And it was in, like, Canada. So I was, like, hiding under Rivers.
You know, that's a real testament to dudes like Sloan and The Hip and Blue Rodeo, that they withstood the test of genre-specific eras. Right? Their sound doesn't sound of a grunge time specifically.
No.
So who were the bands at that time that you were like, "Oh man, they're actually really good"?
Really good.
Was Pearl Jam one of those bands that you were like, "Man, must be nice"?
I liked Pearl Jam when they first came out, but I think at that time, Soundgarden I liked more, just because that Super Unknown record was so amazing.
Soundgarden is that Black Hole Sun. Yeah, yes. I like that jam.
How about this jam? And I'll, if you can, it actually, this record came out the same day that Navid came out.
We're right in your wheelhouse now. I love it.
America. But I mean, Spoon Man to me was probably, like, it was when I first heard that song on the radio, I was like, "Whoa, this is totally not like anybody else." In the video, the guy with the spoons.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Such a great song.
I felt that way about Blind Melon.
Blind Melon were great. Yeah,
I felt that way, like, wow, I've never heard that sound before.
Interesting story about Blind Melon. OLP and Blind Melon were supposed to do like a co-headlining tour across the country right after like the No Rain and everything broke, and we had started to gain some success, and we were going to tour Canada together. And like a week before the tour started, Shannon Hoon died. He OD'd on a tour bus.
So it was canceled?
So it was canceled, yeah. Like, I remember...
I don't mean to, like, be disrespectful. I'm trying to ask the dumbest question possible.
All the posters and all the artwork for the tour was done, and we were psyched, and it was going to be great.
Wow.
So we ended up just going out by ourselves, and a band called Tripping Daisy opened up. I don't know if you remember
that. No.
They had a couple small hits back in
the day. So how does a co-headline work? Do you literally take turns opening?
Yeah, well, no, you just either, you just kind of both do 60 minutes plus an encore, you know, instead of one band going on for longer.
So who plays first, though?
Sometimes bands will flip, but, I mean, depending, like, it's a lot easier just to stick in one spot, and unless it's, like, a big difference, like, we opened up for Everclear in the States because Everclear were really popular down there. And then when we came to Canada, they opened up for us. So I think, like, the Arkells do that a lot. I think they did, I don't know if they did that with Frank Turner, I think, where they opened up for him where he's really big, and then they swapped it up here in Canada.
They are very astute about their brand and place in the world. I remember, I hope I'm not telling tales out of school, but Tim saying they made a decision really early on that he would just play whatever kit was at the festival when he got there.
Yeah.
And that has afforded them the luxury of, you know, maybe playing a couple of festivals in a day if they had to, or not being worried about not having enough setup time, like just making it work. And that is so big picture smart.
Yeah, if you're open and not caring about your gear and stuff, like, yeah, I mean, I remember we were that band where it's like, especially I think guitar stuff had to be the stuff or else there's no chance of doing the show. Whereas, you know, if you kind of start out with the idea of like, I don't give a fuck what I play, let's just
rip,
make these songs interesting, but, you know, not so different that you can't play without this fucking guitar pedal, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, so, yeah, there's certain...
But it must be hard to achieve specific sounds without certain pedals, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, if you're doing some, say like a song like Clumsy, where the pre-chorus is a huge tremolo, you have to have that huge tremolo, and it has to be that exact tempo and all that stuff. So once you start going down that road, you kind of close the door on doing anything like what you were saying earlier, where it's just like show up and play.
Because the good Lord knows masks are looking for reasons to say, yeah, they didn't quite pull it off, the album version. It sounded different. And if you don't have that tremolo, you know what I mean?
It's like, I don't know what it was. It just didn't sound that
just wasn't as good.
How about this jam?
Yes.
Wasn't this a game changer? Yes, it was. Canadianity.
This summer it was,
Day
too.
Day for Night.
Had this song in my head for weeks after the last concert.
Did you?
Yes.
It's a beauty. Beauty's for
There
beauty.
Were two
Day
things that
night.
I had in my head. This was one, and the other thing was the little musical prelude to Ahead by Century.
Yep.
It was beautiful.
Nice.
Let's take a break.
We should fire this on our
Canadianity playlist.
Playlist. Yeah.
That starts with
Yeah, we should freshen up the playlist. A couple of them we gotta keep, like the Gino Vanellis and the Sloan.
For sure.
But we gotta maybe fire in some
Big
of this.
Big time. By the way, Andrew Axai from the Bud House was lighting up Swiss Chalet on Twitter the other day. Yeah, it's
really?
The best thing I've read this month. Like, guys, normally your service is great, but 2 hours for a festive special is ridiculous. And you know, he's so reasonable and awesome that if he's miffed, it must have been bad. That's all I'm saying.
Let's let Gordy take us to break, bud.
Sounds good, bud. BRB with Lyric or Lie. And now, the Indigo Torrens Show. Tonight, Indigo's special guest, Sugar Daisy Torrens.
So, Sugar Daisy Torrens, how old are you?
6.
What grade are you in?
Grade 2.
Oh. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Jones.
Oh. Now it's time to move on back.
That's not David Foster.
What is it?
It's Jim Steinman.
Oh. What is that? What is that?
The Meat Man. Remember how big this shit was?
Yeah. What is that?
What?
He won't
Anything
do that.
For love, but I won't do that.
What is it?
I think it's probably, maybe it's, I think it's about, doing that.
Do you think it's post-coital tenderness?
You think it might be. Might be some the Lungalingus?
No.
Do you think?
Why would he release a song that says he won't do that?
I don't know. What else could he be talking about? Maybe he got sick once.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe he's also... We're assuming love means making love. Maybe he just means, like, he won't let his walls down.
I wonder what it is. Maybe he won't... It's certainly not, like, lion or something like that.
No, because he would do that.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to make it a contest?
Yeah. Like, what would he do?
Yeah, what won't he
what
do?
What would he not do?
Let's give away a TNT snapback.
Okay. But
we need a hashtag. Won't do. What won't Meatloaf do? What won't Meatloaf do? Hashtag what won't Meatloaf do?
Hashtag what won't Meatloaf do?
And for our rules and regs, the M in Meatloaf has to be uppercase. Hashtag
maybe it's,
what won't Meatloaf do?
Maybe it's like go into a certain store, you know, like some people can't be seen like shopping at like Value Village or something.
Like, I love you, but I'm not going to Le Chateau because they don't have a man chair.
Yeah. I love you so much, but I can't go into Big Steel Man and buy something with that bag.
I love you so much, but I'm not going to couples yoga.
Yeah. I'd do anything.
I love you so much, but I'm not going to your aunt's place.
I'll do anything for love, but I will not eat... What's that, Manwich?
Sloppy Joe's?
Yeah.
That's so specific.
It's a sauce! It's not a sandwich. All raging. Manwich! I'm not eating Manwich!
5 nights a week.
I'll even eat hungry man dinners, but I will not eat man witches.
Yeah, but then wouldn't he say, I'll do anything for love, but I won't eat that?
Yeah.
So...
And he even goes, no, no! Remember? To really point out that he won't do it.
And it speeds up, and that's the part where he's running away from whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like after his ass.
Anything she's been dreaming
Annalise
of.
Annalise came back, and she's dancing, jumping around right now. You're okay? Are you feeling a little better? Yeah.
Yeah, sick right around the time school's bye. Over.
Oh, she throws out the cough afterwards. The old classic. I'm not
oh,
sick.
Good. She's okay.
Yeah. Jeez.
Hashtag, what won't Meatloaf do? There's a yes. TNT snapback in it for you.
I love it.
Let's play Lyric or Lie. Want to?
Yes, let's play Lyric or Lie. Annalise, we have to play a game. Can you go watch your show for a minute? What happened to your show? Why aren't you watching it?
She's watching in the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer.
Are you watching Uncle Wolfie? We're going to play a game called Lyric or Lie, Annalise, where one person tells a lyric from a song and the other person has to guess if it's real or a lie made up. Okay? She's all excited, like she's in it.
Well, game sounds fun. Like, we told the girls we were going to the Remembrance Day parade, and they were like, awesome! But it's not the kind of parade where you get candy canes and stuff.
No, no.
The girls. Okay, you go
so
first.
Let's play. I'll go first?
You go first, bot.
And I can't remember exactly, but we'd say who it is.
Obviously. Yeah, you read the lyric and say who it is, and we have to guess if it's a lyric or a lie.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
This is Bryan Adams.
Okay.
And here's the lyrics. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm not satisfied with Versace style. Put those patent leather pants in the circular file.
Ugh.
Sometimes I think I might be looking good. But there's only one thing that fits me like it should.
I'm going to guess...
The only thing I choose, the only thing that looks good on me is you.
Lyric. Barf.
Yes. Barf.
Circular lyric. File. Barf. Being clever. Barf.
Ugh. It's actually a Mutt Lange joint.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Which dovetails nicely to this Shania lyric.
Oh, fantastic.
Come right over, cowboy, because I can show you now, boy, how to take this little cowgirl on the dance floor for a spin.
That sounds like Lyric.
That's a lie, bot.
Oh, you made it up.
Yep.
Jeez.
I rhymed cowboy and now boy.
I like it. Okay.
I used a little restraint in not using how boy as well.
Okay, how about this one? This is remember you did the Kate Bretner doing the Theory of a Dead Man jam?
Yeah.
Jam? This is another Theory of a Dead Man jam, okay?
Okay, hit me.
My girlfriend's a dick magnet. My girlfriend's gotta have it. She's hot, can't stop, up on stage doing shots. Tip the man, he'll ring the bell, get her drunk, she'll scream like hell.
Barf.
Dirty girl, getting down, dance with guys from out of town.
# what won't Meatloaf do?
Yeah, right?
I mean,
what do you think?
I mean, it's got to be a lyric.
It is. It's a lyric.
Read the first part again. The magnet part.
Yeah. My GF's a dick magnet. She's got to have it. She's
wow.
Hot. Can't stop. Up on stage doing shots.
What a sin.
Greasy.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Tom Cochran.
Tommy C.
It's Friday night, not a cloud in sight. You and me in a 63 with a burnout tail light.
That sounds like lyrics to me.
That's a lie, bot!
Oh!
That's a lie, bot!
Damn. Jeepers.
This game is amazing and has really good play-along factor.
It does. Okay, here's Gino Vannelli. Should I read it in the form
of
course. Joe Vannelli?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Joe, you took this from my diary.
Okay. Yeah. I love how somebody actually wrote in and said, hey, I heard you guys talking about this, and I found it, and it was the Brio. They didn't know that Brio was what it was.
Or never even heard of Brio before I listened to you guys.
Yeah. Okay. When I think about those nights in Montreal, I get the sweetest thoughts of you and me. Memories of love above the lights. Ooh, I tried to make it so hard to take it. But oh Lord, my heart won't make it. I just want to stop.
Gonna say lyric.
Yeah, it's lyric. How do you mess that up? Great.
It's great. It's actually great.
Hey, Ma! He gets caught. Joe gets caught stealing Gino's lyrics to a girl and telling them to a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He gets blown up.
Joe's in the next
She heard the car, the song you sing. You said that wasn't going to be a single, Gino. She's sitting in the car and they don't. I don't want to stop comes on. She's looking at me like I'm an idiot. I had to tell her that I wrote it and I'm your brother and you're going to give me half the royalties. So you got to tell her from now on that I wrote that song. And you're so I wrote the poem so good that you took it.
Joe, Gino's listening to Joe through the wall. Mac on some bird. Hey, yeah. I wrote you a poem. When the sun goes down on the Arizona shade and the wind whistles by like a runaway train, It's a wonderful thing. But he starts by saying, hey, do you own a radio? No. Okay, then I wrote you a poem.
My friend, I just want to stop and tell you what I feel about you, babe. I just want to stop and never want to live without you, babe. I just got to stop for your love. So are you going to come with me out to Julius or not?
My friend Jerry, when Shug was born, he's a sound guy. He's a boom operator in Halifax.
Nice.
And when Shug was born, he said, hey, you had a kid, didn't you? And I said, yeah. He said, boy or girl? I said, a little girl. And he said, I have a card for you. I'll bring it in on Monday.
Really?
So he brings the card in on Monday and says that his son had just had a boy
but they didn't know what they were going to have, so we bought two cards. And when they had a boy, he had this card for a girl left over, so he's like, well, I might as well bring it in and give it to that guy.
Oh, man.
Like
a boom operator.
Smart to salvage the card, but kind of funny that he gave up his hand when he didn't have
to. I love it.
All right, ready?
Your turn?
B4-4.
Ooh, nice. I can smell the hairspray from here.
With your tight tank top, baby, please don't stop. I'm about to explode like a shaken can of pop.
No way.
With your tight tank top, baby, please don't stop. I'm about to explode like a shaken can of pop.
That's got to be lyric.
That's a lie, bot.
Oh, man, you got me. Those guys, we should do those guys. Come on, you're using up all the cream. What is it, the tan?
The gym
tan
laundry.
I want some tan. Give me the tan.
Where are they from? Woodbridge?
Fighting over a bottle of tan. Wipe on tan.
We'll be like the Vanelli brothers, except there's three of us. I think they were cousins, too, and they were orange, and I think they were from Woodbridge, right?
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
Why are you guys so orange?
Yeah.
Hey, why are you guys so orange? The funny
Imagine
thing
they're
is...
they're related. They're second generation Vanellis.
They work in, like, offices now, presumably.
Probably, yeah.
How
Somebody
long
sent in...
after starting a new job does a member of B4-4 go, yeah, by the way, I was in B4-4, you probably remember.
Do you think he does that? Or is it like, hey, weren't you in the B4-4? And he's like, no.
Oh, no, I think he owns it.
Yeah?
That. Yeah. You were in B4-4. You love that. Guy, you love that. They use the word guy a lot.
Can you remember any of the songs? I can't.
No, I know Soul Decision better.
Or 98 Degrees.
Yeah. Kind of fair to benefits like that. Looking my making my move tonight. Like that thing?
Yeah.
And ooh, it's kind of crazy. I've been thinking me back. Okay, hit me. Lyric or lie?
Okay. Burton Cummings wrote this. American Hunter, bring him up north side. Guns, guns, guns. Run, take the money. Here's a bullet for your boyfriend. Guns, guns, guns. Eagle all gone and no more caribou. You'll be the Red King and I'll be the Yellow Pawn. Lyric or lie?
It's so kooky. It's got to be a lyric.
It's got to be a lyric. It's a lyric. I told you, I got no lies. There's all lyrics today. All legit.
Speaking of, this is the perfect segue as well. Maestro what? Fresh West did These Eyes, right?
Yeah.
And it was a sample from Guess Who?
Yeah.
These Eyes. Seeing a lot of pain in the game.
I know. I love it.
One of the verses was... Chicks.
Didn't he do the certs without the retson? Wasn't that him?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That was another classic maestro jam.
One of the lines in the original song was, chicks from every nationality grabbing my anatomy, loving me, showing mad love in the club. And Randy Bachman was like, no, ain't feeling grabbing my anatomy. You got to change that. So in the finished version, it's chicks from every nationality showing hospitality.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, rock to the beat that I drop when I flip my hip. This is a great jam. Fresh West without a rhyme is like certs without the rats in.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He's
hey,
a great MC,
from,
man.
This is from 94, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
He's a great MC.
He is. He's so smooth. Adrian, he throws out for the Rocky.
He's a great MC.
He is.
Told you
smoking that cheap shit will get the mention.
One of my favorite J-Rock lyrics of all time is, my rhymes and a mic are like a corporate merger. They go together like Randy's gut and a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
The day that J-Rock loses his flow is the day the hair on Jim Leahy's bald head grows in escrow. My rhymes are being kept because I've been kicking it while other motherfuckers slept.
My man skills will take me straight to the top because I'm a rhyme farmer. I'm harvesting a cash crop. All right, hey, Maestro Fresh West, you ready?
Yeah.
Your badonkadonk beeps when you're backing it up. Keep waxing it up, and I'm going to keep jacking it up.
Love it.
Lyric or lie?
That sounds like lyric.
That's a lie, bot!
Oh, my God! Really?
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, my last one.
Hit me.
It's the flu.
Oh, I've come okay, down with a touch of the flu.
The flu. I woke up this morning with a touch of the flu. When I think of your Scotia, there's a love that bleeds in my heart. In my childhood days, we went our different ways, but you knew that we'd never part. Now I'm all alone, and you're calling me home. You knew our love could never die. And though my Roman eyes always lead me astray, well, I'm coming back home. Scotia, don't walk away. Lyric, a lie.
Lyric. Is that the one that Rod Stewart guests on,
carry
right?
me over. Lead me home to my town.
To my town. Rod Stewart has a line on that, doesn't he?
Huh?
Take me where that breeze is blowing.
Is Rod Stewart in it?
Home. Yeah, sure.
He's just hanging in the back because they're both Scots.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to tell you something.
One's from Glasgow and the other's from Burlington.
I follow the Fru on Twitter.
Yeah?
He's awesome.
Yeah?
He does so much good for so many people. And yeah. Every time he plays a show, like 100 people hit him with, man, that was the best night of my life. It's my 6th show this year. He gets back to people right away. I hope if he ever hears this or that we talk about him, that he knows it's done with affection.
Yeah, he's definitely a bot of the week.
He's a bot of the week for sure. Yeah. And certainly sounds like he's going through some stuff, so hope he's doing okay, bot.
That's right. And guess what? You know what I mean? It's time to stop the show.
That's 94 have to go. In the can.
I have to pick up my boys from school.
And you have to pack your bag, Taggy.
I gotta pack my bags. I'm going to PEI tomorrow.
Do you know, you want a side joke?
I can't wait.
Bag tags.
Bag tags.
Made by Jeremy Taggart.
I love it. Spectac.
Thanks for listening, bots. We'll see you out there on the East Coast. Bye now.
Bye bye. Doom gung gang go ding gung. Jubo bounce.